Kiribosi, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Tzadi. We are on the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis. We are here, let's see. About, I don't know, 10 or so lines up. Lema Takanas Usha Tanahi. Maybe we should say that the Takanas Usha, which we mentioned yesterday, right? If you remember, yesterday we said that at the beginning of yesterday, we had a whole discussion, right, about Takanas Usha. Basically, what they did was they strengthened the husband's ownership of his wife's stuff of the wife's nechazim. I'd say that's the wife brings in nechzei malog, and so the wife, if the wife sells a nechzei malog, the husband can claim it back from the lekuchos, even though the husband's only allowed to use the peros, to use the produce of that nechzei malog. Let's say it's a field or whatever. So the husband has, again, the Takanas of Usha was to strengthen the husband's ownership of that. So the Gemara says, maybe that's Machlukas Tanai. Lema Takanas Usha Tanai, maybe that's Machlukas Tanai. The Tani Chada, because one Brisa says, on the one hand, Avde Malug. Let's say a woman brings in Avadim as her Nichse Malug, right? She has Avadim. Yotzim B'Shem V'Ayin Le'isha. Now the halacha is, as we've mentioned already, that if you punch an Eved in the face, right, an Eved Kenani in the face, and they lose a tooth or they lose an eye, so then they go free. So the machloka, the brisa here is going to machlokas. Let's say the wife, right, has nichse malug, has a slave, has nichse malug. Now that means that the wife has a kinin aguf, right, owns the slave, but the husband's allowed to use peros. So which one of them, right, causes the slave to go free if they punch him in the face and he subsequently loses a tooth? So avde malug yotzei b'shem v'ayin le'isha, right, avaloba ish. One brisa says that it's the wife, right? The wife owns the eved, so if she punches him in the face and loses the tooth or an eye, then he goes free, but not the husband, because he only has a kinyan pairs. Vitani, another Bryce says, Olish, Olisha, right? Neither of them, right? Neither of them, right? Again, the Evid doesn't go free in case of either of them putting out an eye or a tooth. Now, so wrote the Kuli Oma, kinyan pairs, Lav Kinyan Guftani. We're assuming, again, we're going to have several ways to understand this Stira and Bryce's, but the first way of understanding is that we're assuming that both Bryce's hold that kinyan peros, when the husband has the kinyan peros, meaning he has the ownership of the peros, of the produce of this nechzei malug, lavka kinyan aguf dami. That's not like owning the actual item itself, right? That's a discussion in the Gemara. But again, we're assuming here that the chora, right, the husband does not have full ownership of the eved. My love alchemeth, and therefore the machlokas is like this. Tamar savra demand da amar leisha less like takanas usha leisha comma less like takanas usha. The one who says that if the wife injures the slave, he goes free. He doesn't hold of the takanas usha, because again, the takanas usha strengthened, right, the husband's ownership and his wife's nechzei malug. Demand da amar lo leisha leisha. The one who says that neither of them, right, can get him free is like takanas usha, right, holds that of takanas usha, and then they hold that the husband, right, has the same type of ownership, right, as the wife, and neither of them, right, go free, because it's kind of like a shutfas, because like it's kind of like a split ownership of the situation. So Gemara says, "Lo." The Gemara says, "No, that's not necessarily right our machlokas, and therefore, right, Takanas Usha is not necessarily machlokas Tanayim, because you can understand like this. You could say that the Kuli Alma Isli Takanas Usha, really both prices hold of Takanas Usha. Right? Very simply, right? One was before they made this decree, and one was before after they made the Takana. Iboy Sema, second answer. Again, that's like the Balavadish answer, right? So the second answer, the Gemara says, Iboy Sema, Idi Lacha Takana. Maybe both of them were after Takanas Usha, the Isli Takanas Usha, and they both hold of it. But so what's machlokas? Elamand amar leish of lo leish my time kederava. And the one who holds that the wife can send the eved free by knocking out his eye and his tooth, right? That is who's meaning, and i.e. obviously implying that not the husband, right? The husband's not allowed to, not allowed to. But if he punches him in the face, knocks out his tooth, he doesn't go free because the wife is true owner. That's kederava. Damarava, as Rava says, hekdesh chametz v'shichrur mafkiyin mide shibud. That yes, enochinami. The husband has what's called a shibud, has a lien on the slaves. Produce, but there are three things that knock out a lien, according to Rava, and one of them, in our case, Shechur, right, sending Evan free, right, would knock out the husband's lien. The other two are Hekdesh and Chametz. Okay, fine, if someone becomes Hekdesh or something becomes Chametz. So Lema, okay, so fine, so Lema de Rava Tanahi. Well, maybe that statement of Rava is a Machlokes Tanahi. I mean, maybe that's our Machlokes. So Kumar says, well, no, the Guli Alma Isli de Rava, and really everybody holds of Rava, both of his brises could hold of Rava. V'hacha al-mua Rabbanan l'shibud de Baal. It could be that that the husband, right, again, the Chachamim, right, in Takanas Rishah, they were simply, right, gave the husband his ownership a little bit of a boost, right, and so therefore they would, that normally they would hold the Rava, but in this case, right, when the husband has some sort of ownership on the Peros, as he has a strengthened ownership, and that's why, right, necessarily they would, he wouldn't go free with both of them. Okay, Iboy Sam, another way to understand the Brisa. Kuli Amad Leslu Takana Susha. Maybe neither of the Brises hold of Takana Susha. Right, but here, Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguf, Dami Kamefagi. The question is whether the husband's ownership is considered to be real ownership, real ownership of the item. Right, if you hold that he goes free, if only the wife punches his face and not the husband, so then it's not, right? You don't hold that the husband's ability to use peros is not kikinei aguf. But if you hold that neither of them, you can send them out. Because if the husband punches them in the face, right, they're holding that. Right, the Brisa says that neither of them can send him out if they punch him in the face and knock out a tooth or eye, is holding that, yeah, that the husband has kinyan peros, and that's real kinyan aguf, that's actual real ownership of the eved. So if the husband frees him by punching him in the face, the wife still owns him, and therefore he doesn't actually go free. Okay, so put the dani tanaim, and this is actually, right, the machlokes tanaim, right, whether we say that kinyan peros, or again, the ability for the husband to claim the peros, whether that is a kinyan aguf, whether that is real ownership, right, of the item. So the Tanya is willing to raisa, hamocha avdo la'acher, right, let's say you sell your avid kinyan to somebody else, who posak imo, and you make a deal, right, almanas, I'm selling you this slave, almanas, on condition, shishamshu shloshim yom, sheishamshenu, that he should serve me, right, for 30 days. So what's the din? So Rabbi Meir Omer Rishon Yeshno B'din Yom Yomayim, right? Mipnei Shehu Tachtav. Okay, we'll probably give a 2 seconds introduction here. The halacha is that if you punch somebody in the face and you kill them, right, so then obviously you get put to death, right? Chiyuv Misa for, right, Judaism believes in the death penalty. That is true of an Eved Kanani as well, that if you kill an Eved Kanani, you get put to death. However, there is one slight modification to that rule, and that is that if the master injures a slave, and he doesn't die immediately, right? Instead, it's yom o yomayim, which Chazal understand is 24 hours. If the slave is bedridden for 24 hours, and then he dies after that, after 24 hours, so then the master, the adon, right, is not chayiv misa. So the question is, who is the adon? Who's the real master, right, in this case, where you sell a slave to somebody else and say, on condition that I still get 30 more days, right, with this guy. So who, right, if which owner, which guy, the seller or the buyer, right, if they would injure the slave and kill him after, let's say, 25 hours, who would get off, who would not be chayiv misa? Because it's only for the owner, it's not for somebody else. If I go up and shoot random Eved Kanani in the face, right, so, and he, you know, it takes 25 hours for him to die, so then I'm chayiv misa. That's not it's only for the master. So who's considered to be the Eved's master? And then this is going to imprint on whether Kinyan Peros is Kinyan Haguf, because again, the guy selling the Eved, right, it's a full sale, right, when Reuven sells the Eved to Shimon, right, it's now Shimon's Eved, but Reuven stipulated that he gets the Peros, he gets the guy to work for him for 30 days. So that's similar to the husband having, right, a Kinyan Peros on the Nechsei Malug of his wife, because the wife owns it, but the husband is allowed to use, right, the Peros, gets the produce, gets the production. So what's the din over there? Who's Shaykh, says the Brisa, to this Halacha of Yom O Yomayim? So according to Rabbi Meir, where's the first guy? Is yom yomayim, right? Penishu tachtav, because the slave is still underneath him, meaning the slave is still working for him, right? That 30 days, right? That is going to entitle him to be, right, the real master, right? He can give him work. He's the one telling him what to do. Because Savar apparently holds kinyan peros kinyan aguf dami. That apparently Rabbi Meir holds that, yes, since this guy owns the production of this slave, it's as if he owns the actual slave itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we see four possibilities. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says sheni yeshno b'din yom yomayim. The second guy, why? Penishu kaspo, because the second guy owns him now, right? Reuven sold him to Shimon. He's Shimon's slave. Okay, he's working by Reuven, but he's Shimon's slave. Kosavar, what does he hold? Kinyan Peros, Lavki Kinyan Aguf Dami, right? Apparently he holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, right, that if you own the production, you don't necessarily own the item itself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, Shneim Yeshna B'din Yom Yomayim, both of them, both Reuven and Shimon, right, would get off if they killed him and he died after 25 hours. Zemep Neshu Tachtav, Zemep Neshu Kaspo, right, both of them, because on the one hand, right, Reuven, right, still gets the guy's production, and the second guy, right, actually owns the item. And what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Mizafkale, Rabbi Yossi has a suffix, whether Kinyan Haberos, Kinyan Haguf Dami, Olaf Kinyan Haguf Dami. He's not sure. So therefore, Suffolk Navash is the Hakel, right, if you have a suffix as to whether the guy gets off or whether the guy's Chayav Misa, right, we're going to be Megal, and therefore, right, neither master is going to get off is going to be put to death for killing him. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shneim Einam B'din Yom Yomayim. Rabbi Lezer is a fourth sheet that neither of them are Shaykh to the Lach of Yizer Yom Yomayim. Neither of them are the full master of this Eved. Zelefishu Einu Takhto, Zelefishu Einu Kaspo. Because both of them are missing some sort of ownership, right? For Reuven, it's not his, and for Shimon, right, the slave is not by him; he's not underneath his, in his domain or whatever, right. So then, therefore, he's going to have Pater also. Amar Rava, just explain Rabbi Lezer. My time with Rabbi Lezer. Amar Kark Sapaza Ki Kaspahu Kaspo Miyuchad Lo. Right, it has to be mamish his money. Okay, Stach Machogus Tanaim. Again, the first part was relevant for us. Mer Rabbi Yehuda, whether Kinyan Kesef, right, is Kinyan Haguf Dami or not. Come on, Ozla. Whose shita is Rabbi when Amemar said that if a husband and wife or wife I guess right, sell nechse malug, right, it's not good. Or I guess both of them, right? Yeah, both of them. Who's that? So come on, Rabbi, that's Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Who says that again? Neither of them, right, is the complete owner, right? So therefore. It's not a full sale. So the mind the Tana Rabbanan, who's the author of this brisa? Misha chetze ev v'chetze ben chorin, a person who's half an evet, half a ben chorin, v'chein evet shnei shutzfen, or an evet that's owned by two different people, right? Ein yotzim b'rashi yevarim ve'eno sheshem chozim. Normally, an evet goes free, right? If he loses a limb, right? That does not come back. But if he's a dual owned eved, right? Again, the Bryce says he does not go free. So this is also Rabbi Elazar. Milam Rabbi Elazar. Kasmo miuchado. Hakanami avdo miuchado. Right? Again, it has to be right his eved or his kesef, right? For these halachos to apply without right, excluding right everybody else. Okay. New Mishnah says the Mishnah first two words is the machlokes rishonim. What exactly it means? Mishnah says Hatokea lechavero. Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. If Rashi says, if you look at Rashi over here, where is it? Oh yeah, all the way on the bottom. Hiko al azno lashon mori. So Rashi actually quotes two opinions. So Rashi says that he either hits him on the ear, right, or Lashon as his Rebbe, or another Lashon is he blows into his ear, Tokea, like Tekia Shofar, right, that's the Lashon. The Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, punches him in, not in the ear, but in the neck. Okay. Tokea, the Chavero, someone, let's just use Rashi, let's say he blows Shofar, or he punches somebody in the ear, right, knows him lo Sela, right, he owes him a Sela. What is that for? So Rashi says, Mishum Boshes, right, because of embarrassment. It's embarrassing. Right, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam also disagrees with that and says it's for everything, right? All five things, right? Tsar, Ripo, Shevis, Boshes, all everything. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rishum, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Mone. You have to give him a Mone, which is a lot more. Right? That's 25 times the amount of a seller. Satro, if you smacked him in the face, right, with like open palm slat, Nosan Lomasim Zuz, 200 Zuz. Lacha Yado, with the back of his hand, right, that's obviously, backhand is worse. Nosan Lom Arbamea Zuz, he pays him 400 Zuz. Tsaram Ba'azno, if he yanked on his ear, Tala Shusaro, yanked on his hair, Rokak Vihigibo Roko, or he spit on him, right, and the spit actually went on him, not in front of him, but on him. Hever Talisum Mimeno, right, grabbed his talus or his coat or his cloak or whatever. Par Rosh Ha'isha B'shuk, or Rahman al Sunni took off a woman's mipachat or sheitel or whatever in public. Those are the Arba Meo Zuz, where you're going to have to pay 400 Zuz. Zeklal, what's the rule on the base? Lefi Kvodo, Hakolik Fi Kvodo, right? Everything is according to a person's kavod. Now, Rashi obviously points out, one second, you just told me, right, it's 400 Zuz, and now you're telling me everything is according to a person's honor. So Rashi already points out, but Gemar Mefarish, Kula Hiyo Chumra, right, is the rule, right, more Mekel or more Machmir? Right, if you tell me it's 400 zuz, and then it depends on the person's honor, is that better or worse? Right, what does that mean? So, okay, so come on, we'll talk about that. Good. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "Afil anim shebi Yisrael ro'on osam ki iluhim b'nei chorin." Right, again, Rabbi Kiva says, "No, even poor people, we view them as if they are b'nei chorin, as if they are free." Sheyardu minichseihem. That Rachman al-Tzlan, unfortunately, they were rich. And they yardu minichaseim, meaning they got poor. They went down from their property, from their possessions. Meaning they somebody hit a bad time, somebody lost their money. Shame bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, really, because they are bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, right? All Jews are princes, right? That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. And really, if they're poor, right, we view them as if they're just they happen on hard times. I'm sure that guy would probably have appreciated being rich earlier, but okay. Right. The story about one guy, Shapar Rosh Aisha Bashuk. Sure enough, he took off a woman's mipacha in the marketplace. Not sure why. Okay. Basal of Rabbi Akiva. She came to Rabbi Akiva, and sure enough, Chayvo Litenlo Arba Me'ezuz. Like the Mishnah says, he said, okay, you got to pay her 400 zuz. That's a lot of money back then. Amarlo, he said, Rabbi Tainlizman. Rabbi, give me a few, give me some time. Give me some time. Pasha to come up with the money, right? As you'll see in a second, he didn't really want to come up with the money. He wanted to kind of prove that he didn't have to pay her, as you'll see what he did. So sure enough, Nasan Lozman, okay, no problem. Shamra Omedes al Pesach Hatzera. Right? So sure enough, he was kind of watching over her, right, and saw that she was standing at the exit of her courtyard, of her chatzer, or the opening, rather. Veshavar Sakad Befanel, right, and he broke a kad, broke, I guess, her kad, her bottle or her jug of oil, uboki is her shemen, right? They had a little bit of shemen in there. And Gil says, Rosha, sure enough, she pulled off her mipacha, pulled off her head covering, vaisim etapachas, umancha yada al Rosha, right? And she kept on like grabbing up the oil, kind of putting it in her hair so that she could save the oil, right? Pasha says you could probably squeeze the oil out of her hair afterwards, right? Or at least save some of it, right? As opposed to just spilling it on the floor and letting it all go to waste. So she tried to, right? Again, she took off her head covering, right? In a semi-public place, right? And that was obviously inappropriate. So Hemedale Edim, so sure enough, he was lying in wait. So he had Edim witnesses ready there. Ubalef near Rabbi Kiva, came to Rabbi Kiva, Amale, Lezu, and he knows saying, what's the box change it to? Lezu, and he knows, yeah, Amale Rebbe. At least he had a little bit of cover. But Lezu, and he knows saying, Arba Mea Zuz, to this woman, I got to pay 400 Zuz. So Amale Rebbe Kiva said back to him, Lo, Amras Klum, right? You haven't said anything to me. That's not a proof. Right, that's not, you haven't done anything. And the question is whether the rest of it is also Rabbi Kiva's statement, but let's just, it seems to flow a little bit, so let's just read it like that. Hachobu ba'atmo aval pisha eno rashai potter. Right, if a person damages himself, even though he's not allowed to, that's usur, can't, you know, cut yourself, Rachman al Tzlan, or punch yourself in the face, that's not allowed. But you're still potter, you're not going to pay, obviously. So achayim shechavlu bo, but if a person damages you, chayavim, they have to pay. So too over here. She pulled off her mipacha. Again, she pulled off her mipacha, right? That was, okay, she's embarrassing herself. But if you embarrass her, right, that's, first of all, much worse. And also, that doesn't mean necessarily that you don't have to pay her. But kotzes nitziota, similarly, but kotzes nitziosav, if someone cuts down his own trees, afal pisha eno rishai, even though he's not allowed to, right, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. And as Bala Rashi points out already, it's about Tashkas. You're going to be potter. But Achayim, if other people do that to your fields, then Chayov, and right, they're going to be Chayov. Again, and therefore Rabbi Kiva, right, made him pay the full amount. Okay, Iboilu, that's the following. Shiloh, just in terms of the value of the money here, there's two types of currency. There are more types of currency, but the two types of currency that Gemara entertains right now, whether, you know, we say 400 zuz or whatever, what kind of coinage, right, is that? Manatsuri tznan or manamedina tznan? Manatsuri, just so you know, it was 8 times more valuable than manamedina, right? Different types of currencies back then. So the Gemara says, how much are we talking? Real cash, right, or the cheap stuff? So Tzashma, I'll bring you a proof. Who gavra the talk of lechavero? There was a guy who blew it in the ear of his friend. I was looking at Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. He came in to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. Amalei said to him, Ha'ana ha-Rabbi Yosei Glili. So very interesting. We'll analyze in a second. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha'ana, I'm here. Ha-Rabbi Yosei Glili. Rabbi Yosei Glili is here. Havli manatsuri. Right, go give him manatsuri. Right, the good cash. Shemamina manatsuri tanan. Right, shemamina. Apparently, we see that they have to pay him with the good currency. So Gemara says, "My ha'ana ha'Rabbi Yosei Glili." What did he mean that I'm here, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah is here, and so is Rabbi Yosei Glili. Ilema ha'chi kamerlei. If this is what he meant, ha'ana dechazisach. I saw what happened. The ha'Rabbi Yosei Glili, the Amar Manatsuri, and Rabbi Yosei Glili's shita, right, is that you have to pay Manatsuri zil havli Manatsuri, and therefore you have to pay Manatsuri. Remember the in nasadayin. What do you mean? How can you say that an aid? Nasadayin. How can the judge, right? How can Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah say that I'm the witness and now I'm the judge? If let's say the seventh Sanhedrin is sitting there, someone kills somebody in front of the Sanhedrin. By the way, don't never do this. Won't turn out good. Some of them, right, can be edim. Some of them can be judges. Dibri Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kulam edim him." All of them are edim. that according to Rabbi Tarfon, right, some of them can be judges even though they actually saw the murder. Rabbi Akiva says they're all edim. Vein eid nasadayin, and eid is not allowed to be a judge. Right? So the Gemara just explains that can't. I mean, that doesn't necessarily impact on our case because ad kan lo kam Rabbi Tarfon elav the mitzasin nasa edim mitzasin nasa dayanim. Rabbi Tarfon only says that some of them are edim, some of them are dayanim. And it doesn't possible the dayanim from hearing about the court case from other edim. Alva eid nasadayin lo kamar, but he doesn't say that eid nasadayin, that a guy can be both the aid and the judge, right, on the case. So that can't be what Rabbi Yosef Glili. That can't be what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was saying about him and Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Gemara says ki tanya ahi, right, kan kagon sharo balayla. Means that brisa, the Gemara answers no. That brisa is when they saw at night. To lo mevid dina ninhu, they weren't able, right, to do a beis din at night. Right, beis din doesn't sit at night, and therefore, right, there was no problem. Again, they could be a dying in the morning, right, and then they needed to have other edim, right, for the situation. Anybody say, or you can answer hakikamarle. This is what you need to say. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah meant to say. Ha'ana, I am here. Desvirale the Rabbi Yosef Glili. And I hold the Rabbi Yosef Glili. Dama manatsuri, who holds that you have to pay real cash. Va'asadi demesadele, demesadebach, zil havle manatsuri. And sure enough, right, there are other edim, which we're not mentioning, right, we didn't mention the brisa, but the other edim are here who testify that you did punch him in the face, so therefore you have to go pay him, right, real manatsuri, real cash. V'sar Rabbi Akiva in nasadayin, does Rabbi Akiva really hold, just a derech agav, Rabbi Akiva really holds in eid nasadayin that a witness can't become a judge for a case? By tanya the brisa, v'ika ish esreo be'evan obeya grove, if a person hits his friend with the Evan with a stone, or by a gopher with his fist. Shimon HaTemani, Omer, Shimon HaTemani says, Ma egrof miuchad shemoser la'idim, la'ida uli'idim, just like an egrof, a fist, right, is given over, literally means given over, right, for the Eda, for the Bezdin and the Edim, right, meaning they can see, right, they can see the fist, right, see if the fist was able to kill him with a punch, right, if it's a weakling, so then he's obviously probably didn't kill him, and therefore there's some other reason why he died. So af kol shemaser le'edim ve'eda, so too, right, any situation, you can only have a court case, right, if you're able to see the murder weapon, right, prat, except, meaning excluding, right, a case sheyasta mitachas yad eidim, where they lost it, meaning there's no literally they don't have it, and therefore, right, what's it called, meaning, and therefore, and therefore you can't, meaning therefore that can't be you in that case you cannot have a court case, right, because you don't have the murder witness, the murder item, the murder weapon. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, "V'chivi pnei beizdin niko, sheyodim kamei niko, v'almai niko, al shoko, al tzipar, nasho." Rabbi, I should explain. Rabbi Akiva says, "Wait, did he kill him right before beizdin? So the judges know, right, kama, how many times he hit him, almai, right, where he hit him, right, al shoko, or it was on his leg, or tzipor nafsho, or his heart." Right, va'od, and also ha'isha dachas chaver merosh agag. Also, let's say a guy pushed him off a roof. Right, oh merosh abiro, for top of a house. Amazing, the guy died. Right, based in holchin etal biro, oh biro holechot as the based in. Do we bring the based into the house? We bring the house to the based in. Oh, that's ridiculous. Va'od, and also im nafla choser bona. What if the house, right, broke? It fell down. You have to rebuild it to see the whole court case again. No, it's all based on edim. It's ella ma egrof miuchat shum moser la edim. Of course. Must relate them. So everything, the only way you can try a court case, the Edom saw the fist, so they'll tell you what they saw. Right? So Pratlik Shiyas, the Evan Metakas Yadu, Shalmaka Potter, right? Except, right, unless they lost it, i.e., that the Edom didn't see the rock, right, that they used, and therefore he's going to be Potter. So B'Katani Mias, what do we see in this price? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chubi Pnei Beisdin Hiko, Shiyodin Kamim Hiko. Meaning, what does Rabbi Akiva say to him? Did this murder happen in front of Beisdin? Right, Hiko Befnehem, Eidna Sadayan. What do you mean? If they all saw the murder, right, they're going to try the case. Apparently, they could all be Edim, and they could also be Dayanim. But Rabbi Kiva just said, Ain Eidna Sadayan. As Kamar says, no, the divide of Rabbi Shimon Timani Kamar, Velelos Realis. So Rabbi Kiva was just arguing. Well, it wasn't actually Rabbi Kiva Shita, right? He was just arguing within Rabbi Shimon Timani. That's not actually his opinion, and he holds, actually, in fact, that Ain Eid Nasadayan. Okay, we'll go back to the Hedekashas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.